Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus, and tonight I'm proud to announce that the quest for the Golden Fleece continues in Michael DelRussy's Bold Spirits Holistic Concepts. Greetings and welcome, Michael. How are you?
Good evening, Hercules. It's great to be with you.
The same here, and I'm looking forward to all the wonderful things you have prepared for tonight.
Well, thank you. I do have some great information I'd like to share with the listeners if I can.
Sure.
I feel it's some information. Before we get to that, I would like to remind the listeners since our last broadcast that I am making my Creative Health Manual available absolutely free for the remainder of the month of September to anyone who would like a copy. The manual provides a superb informational foundation to holistic health and healing. It covers many areas of holistic health, the sugar diseases, a history of natural health, a health-promoting diet, which we personally recommend at this stage. And it's a combination of the, I would say it's a combination of the Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet. And lots more, I feel, interesting techniques and information that the listeners can share and integrate into their daily health regimen. So this, my Creative Health Manual, is absolutely free to any listener who will write to me. Just send your request to Michael DelRussy, Box 129, Caldwell, New Jersey, 07006. I'll be more than happy to send a free copy out to all those who write.
And Michael, if you send me that information in an email, I'll make sure that I post it periodically until this offer is finished.
That'd be great. Thank you so much. I'd like to share some information, some reflections if I can. Briefly, as I do almost every broadcast on the COVID situation and my insights on it. If you remember, on this broadcast approximately 6 or 7 months ago, I by all means supported the release of the vaccines, and I was hopeful that they would be effective. I also expressed reservations in terms of how effective they would be. The government initially promised that most vaccines would be 95% effective. That promise was backtracked very quickly, if you might. And lo and behold, where we are now is we're talking about booster after booster after third shot after booster after booster. I would like to say again very clearly, and there's no point in me mincing words. I'm not here for that. But by all means, anyone who has confidence in the vaccines, by all means, get your vaccine. But I feel that there is greater protection in a strong immune system and masking up. We don't know how long we're going to have to mask up. I feel this virus, this new environment, if you will, is going to be with us quite a while. But I question continue to question the validity and the effectiveness of the vaccines. There's a second reason for that. We really don't know. What we're hearing from the mainstream media is that the reason why the rate of the Delta strain is so high is due to those thousands, if you will, supposedly, who have not been vaccinated. But we don't know. I've heard very little in terms of what the vaccines have actually achieved as far as bringing the rates down. All we hear is what they believe is causing the rates to rise. I am still skeptical how effective worldwide these vaccines actually are, because according to the reports, which are widespread, the rates of the virus are not coming down. Now, they're blaming the non-vaccinated for this. That seems to be a gross insult to the intelligence, frankly. You mean there's so many thousands upon thousands upon that are unvaccinated and that they're causing this widespread plague that we're now experiencing? I have my doubts. I have my doubts. So anyway, I would say by all means, get your vaccine if you're so inclined, but realize, come to realize that perhaps your greatest defense is a strong immune system and, whether we like it or not, masking up in social environments, especially where you're in a dense crowd, you're in a dense environment, close quarters to individuals. I think that's your best protection right now. I continue to remain skeptical about the vaccines. I think, quite frankly, we're flying by the seat of our pants and hoping that these vaccines are as effective as we're imagining them to be. Do you have any reflections on this?
Sure. I'm not a doctor, so this is just my personal opinion. Basically, I got the vaccine. If they have a booster, I'm going to get the booster. And from how I'm interpreting the information that I'm getting, the vaccine is effective to a very great degree. And it's not so blaming the unvaccinated. It's drawing attention to the fact that currently most of the people who are hospitalized for COVID are the unvaccinated. So the vaccine is 100% perfect, but it does provide a certain amount of coverage that protects you to a very great degree from getting the virus. And again, this is just my interpretation that there are variants that are popping up, and we don't know exactly what's going to happen with the variants, but so far the same seems to be holding true, that basically you're less likely to catch COVID or one of its variants if you've had one of the three vaccines. That's from the crisis. Like you, I believe that people should make up their minds. Unfortunately, during a time of great polarization and distrust, and alternate truths, it was called alternative facts. So it's very hard to make a decision. I urge everybody to do what you're doing. What I'm trying to do is to basically just investigate and use your common sense, use whatever knowledge base you do have to judge the information that you're getting, and then make the best decision, not only for yourself, but for your loved ones and for your neighbors.
Well, that's absolutely true. I think it's more, perhaps more than any time in our history, because there are so many choices available to us in terms of our health, our lifestyle, whatever the case might be, our spiritual calling. We have so many choices these days, the choices that have been presented to us through history, through the latest scientific breakthroughs. Yes, we have so many choices. And I do believe that following our own divine intuition, and I do believe we're all possessed with indwelling spirit. We all have indwelling spirit, a higher intelligence within us, notwithstanding what religious doctrines or non-doctrines we might follow. But I do believe that in our bicameral existence, and I do, of course, believe that our bicameral mind talks to us and talks to us from both hemispheres and is waiting for a middle ground, if you will, us to provide a middle ground where both hemispheres can cooperate for our ultimate good. I think it's important sometimes to go left. To go left, if you will, and listen very clearly to what our logical mind is telling us. And my logical mind is telling me that another issue may be here. I believe there's more breakthrough cases. People who have already been vaccinated and are nevertheless developing COVID than we're being told. I believe that they're deliberately playing down that aspect of it. And so I do believe that. I believe there's more breakthrough cases than we are being told. And that concerns me. So I think we're in a place that we've never been before, obviously.
The ages to keep the lines of communication open. Even though we don't see eye to eye on everything, we do see eye to eye on a lot of things. And rather than beating each other up about where we don't see eye to eye, we're receptive to learning what the other person thinks or what they've discovered. And again, your decision is still up to you, but the conversation is sincere on both ends. And we seem to have forgotten that civility as a civilization that just basically cherishes the uniqueness of everybody and the fact that you need all these different individuals and their perspectives to help make sense of the world. And you don't have to agree on everything. As long as there's enough to agree so you can make decisions that affect everybody, you could hash the other stuff out when it's time. But now people are becoming less tolerant. So if you don't believe in masks versus if you believe in masks, it means a lot of different things. It doesn't just mean, do you think masks are effective? And that's something we both agree on, that, regardless of the shot or not the shot, whatever decision you made, your chances are much improved if you wear a mask based on the information that we believe in, our common sense. But to very many people, the masks are political statements, or the masks are a form of suppression, which, I don't think either of us is advocating masks for those reasons. It's just because masks have been proven to protect you.
Absolutely not. I think that's well spoken. Our goal should be individually and collectively to assimilate all information and then by all means separate as best we can fact from fiction and what might be good for us long-term and short-term moving forward. No, it shouldn't be a political statement. It's unfortunate that many in the population are making it so. It's causing more harm and creating very little good, the way I see it. But my personal calling here is to share both sides of the issue and express an opinion which at times may not be popular with certain individuals, but nevertheless may be useful down the road. All I'm saying is that by all means, I'm get the vaccine. If you're inspired to get the vaccine, by all means, get the vaccine. But we're also living in an environment, and I was just speaking to my personal physician on this today, and if, quite frankly, wars were not won always in the spirit of love.
Right.
Sometimes wars that were initiated in the name of justice, love didn't always appear on the battlefield, as unfortunate as that is. And my argument and my outrage, if you will, on some level, comes from the fact that the government continues, as we speak, to not say virtually anything about nutritional support of the immune system. No matter how they wish to say it, no matter how subtle they wish to be, I just wish that our mainstream media would at least discuss it. From what I can see, for the most part, and I think I'm being generous even making that statement, nutritional support for the immune system is almost never discussed. The silence is deafening. The silence is deafening. Maybe some won't say it. Maybe some are afraid to say it. I am not. It's out there. We know it. And we know why. And I mentioned to my personal physician today, he happens to agree with me. And I said, look, you know what, if 25 to 50 milligrams of zinc might preserve your grandfather's life, if that and that alone might buy your grandfather extra time, why would you not discuss it on the air? I don't recall the last time that thousands upon thousands of Americans were rushing to the emergency room because they were all overdosing on nutritional supplements. And yet we have a government institution that is chomping at the bit to curb availability to many of our life-sustaining, precious natural nutrients that, for the most part, are non-toxic and can curb and combat many degenerative diseases. So it's upsetting to me, and I know you you have other programs on your podcast, other hosts, who also investigate conspiracies, who are interested in getting the hidden truths out there. Well, this is another one, and I just wish that more individuals will see how critical this situation is. I can tell you that even now, as we speak, the FDA is quietly investigating 69, and I don't have the whole list in front of me, but I'm familiar with most of the herbs, 69 herbs that they feel may need further investigating. And no one's died from them. No one's gotten sick from them. But they're investigating 69 herbal supplements in terms of their efficacy and their claims. And I think it's, while we know that some companies may not always do the right thing, I think it's a slippery slope when the FDA starts getting involved in the health food industry. Because I think that should be up to our own research. But once they get their hands into the health food industry, they get their fingers deeply involved in the health food industry, these healing supplements, these healing substances, those that lower blood sugar, those that lower lipids in the body, those that raise HDL, those that enhance T-cell response, those that enhance white blood cells to fight disease. I can go on and on. Once they get their fingers into this pot, we're going to be in deep, deep trouble. So, yes, I'm concerned. And I think sometimes you have to put on the boxing gloves. Somebody has to do it. And I know there's individuals that are out there, and may the universe bless them, that are trying desperately to do it. So I just want to make this point tonight. By all means, get your vaccine if you so choose. But support a strong immune system, mask up, and masking up and a strong immune system, hopefully, along with the vaccine, will start protecting citizens the way they need to be protected.
And I agree. I think that people should be, again, following their inner intuition and try to find reliable information on which to base their decisions. I wholeheartedly agree about the masks and about trying to keep healthy generally, because that'll protect you from a lot of things. Because this pandemic also targeted people who had infirmities or were on in age, greatly, especially in the beginning. So the healthier that you can be, the better it is for you in life generally. I know that this is something we're going to have to wade through and find the middle ground. But there's a lot of mistrust, and sometimes the mistrust is based on solid ground. Like, for instance, I'm generally mistrustful of big pharmaceutical companies because of things that they've done. The same way with the vitamin industry. I did a lot of research. I read a few volumes of Consumer Reports that have come out, and I've done a lot of research. And some vitamin companies are essentially selling you something that doesn't resemble what they say it's going to be there. To cut corners, they're not giving you the qualities of the vitamin that you're taking. So you need to be extra careful. And as you've suggested many times, need to go to reputable vitamin dealers that have a good reputation and you've had good experiences with. So it's a lot of research. And again, your needs may change over time. It's a similar thing with the diet. Diets work until the day that they don't. And they all do something to you that you need to adjust at some point or another. Ever since being diagnosed with diabetes type 2, that's become my life. Everything will work for a while. Everything will be peachy. And then one day it's not. And then you got to go back to the drawing board and figure out what you can do this time. And until you find it, you're going to have the ups and downs in the blood and all these other things. And eventually you'll find it and you could hold your breath for a while, but then it'll change again. So I believe in lifelong learning and that you can't give up. You got to keep trying to find that truth and applying it to the best of your abilities.
Absolutely true, and we're each on our voyage seeking the golden fleece of vibrant health and holistic vitality. And I think, the golden fleece in Greek mythology is, amongst other things, a symbol of authority, a symbol of kingship. And I think that's wonderful.
It's a symbol of sovereignty, so you should be the sovereign of your own soul, and you should assume as much leadership as you can and try to make the wisest decisions you can for the people you're making decisions for. It's also, as you said, vibrant health and restoration. It was said in the myth that even the dead could be returned by being under the golden fleece. It was a symbol of divine favor. So it was a symbol of heroic endeavor. So to someone who follows the heroic path, regardless of their spirituality, it's a wonderful symbol.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the golden fleece of vibrant health, that should be something at forefront of our consciousness at this point. I think it electrifies our spirit and our motivation to do what we can on a daily basis to seek that golden fleece of vibrant health. And I bless the reality that the fleece is there, and it's for us to reach for. And we are constantly reaching. I think through the reaching, we gain significant knowledge. It's the knowledge. It's the knowledge. As we continue to reach and fight for the fleece, as Jason did, our knowledge, our wisdom increases.
And also, like all objects in Greek myth, or many of them anyway, it's something that belongs to the gods, and we need to be aware of that. It's something divine, and it's something for individuals to strive for, to quest for, to find, and then to apply for the benefit of all. The myth shows what happens if somebody selfishly tries to keep it for themselves. It leads to no good.
Absolutely. One more point I would like to make. I recently came upon a study that I thought the audience would be it would be worthwhile sharing with them. There's a study that's out concerning the keto diet, which I am respectfully not in favor of, but a brand new study by a group called the Frontiers of Nutrition, which were seven medical researchers. They found that, and it's interesting because we did talk about this, I think, a few sessions ago. The researchers have suggested that a high intake of meat, cheese, oils, and other main components of the keto diet, combined with a lack of appropriate nutrients, may result in a significantly increased risk in several common chronic illnesses. And this includes colon cancer, Alzheimer's disease, cardiovascular issues, and others. While they agree that the keto diet does promote weight loss in the short term, it can also tend to cause inflammation in many individuals, and the high fat consumption is an area of great. It continues to be an area of great concern. That's a brand new study, and if you do recall, we talked a few sessions ago about the possibility of that there's a rise in colon cancer in this country, as you know, amongst the young, oddly enough. And we speculated then that perhaps there is a direct correlation between the high-fat fad, if you will. Yes, I'm going to call it a fad. And the message that's being put upon by the general public that fat is okay now. Eat all the fat you desire, and the increased rate of colon cancer amongst the young. Now we have a study that may support that suspicion, and so I thought that was interesting. But these are seven mainstream researchers who are concerned that consuming all of this meat, oils, and what have you may contribute to early stages of colon cancer. So I'm not here to frighten anyone, but we know there are many on the air who promote keto. I continue to be opposed to keto in the short term for weight loss. It may be fine, but as a lifelong diet regimen, I think a plant-based diet is much more preferable for a variety of reasons. I do believe a pescatarian diet might actually be, in spite of the mercury and other contaminants we know fish contain, might be the lesser of the two evils if one must consume flesh substances, if you will, and add them to your diet. I think a diet predominantly of fish that contains fish and vegetables might actually be a safer way to go. So I just wanted to share that because, you know, people are taking this high fat is okay concept, and they're really running with it pell mell, if you will. I think it's a bad thing. I think it'll be a bad thing in the long term. So I'm glad some research is being done to unravel, if you will, some of the facts in terms of the other side of keto, which I know has become so tremendously popular.
Yeah, I've had good experiences with keto, and I've had bad experiences with keto. And the experiences were better and worse than some of the other diets I've tried. And I'm coming to the conclusion for me, based on all the different things I've tried, and I've tried many things, that balance is important. And again, learning beyond some of the claims. Like, for instance, a lot of people on high protein diets don't realize that your body will turn proteins into sugar if there's too much of them as well. So even if you avoid carbs and just eat proteins, whatever you don't use, your body will turn those proteins into sugar. So that kind of changes the initial picture that you get. The Mediterranean diet, it generally in outline it's been good, but in details I find that problematic as well now too. And I've cut back on meat, not because I miss meat. I miss the way it tasted before the pandemic. To me, meat doesn't taste the same since they reduced some of the regulations during the pandemic.
Yes.
So I've cut back because I'm suspicious of it. So, I've cut back tremendously on my meat consumption for that reason.
Well, I think you have every right to be. I know doctor in New York, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, for years, maybe decades, he's promoting what he calls the salad. Well, he is, by the way, he is a staunch supporter of keto. We agree on a lot of things. We disagree on that. But he's also been a supporter of something he calls the salad and salmon diet, which is basically more seafood and salad, beans. Again, he feels beans may be a little bit higher on the glycemic index, so he's not too crazy about beans. I am. I think beans are one of the great health foods, the great healthy foods that nature has provided us with. I cannot say enough about beans, all kinds of beans. However, he believes the salad and salmon diet, which I agree with, can be very helpful for both losing weight, having the opportunity to ingest all of those health-inducing phytonutrients and that nature provides us with. And so he believes in a salad and salmon diet as well as keto down the long term. I agree with the salad and salmon diet. I think it's an excellent way to go and it should provide mostly great benefits in terms of overall health. But again, you know, we research these things and our bicameral intuition or divine intuition, as the Greeks termed when it came to Yahshua, the anointed one, that voice within, will tell us what we need to do. So I love all of these concepts. I love hearing about them. I love learning about them. We can never ingest too much in the way of wisdom, but it's good for us to share these things, not to argue about them, but to share them and take what we feel with our intuition will tell us it would be the very best for our lives at any given moment and run with that.
And as we've shared in the past, too, not everything works forever. And I'll give a very concrete example. I've always, since you've known me, touted lutein as something
yes.
that improved. And whenever I'd stop lutein, I would immediately experience blurring in vision. And now I reached the point, I don't know what to make of it yet, where my vision was getting blurred despite the lutein I was taking. So I stopped taking okay. lutein, and my vision cleared up in a few days, which is the exact opposite of what usually happens with me and lutein. So I can't make sense of it, and I haven't stopped it altogether, but I'm no longer taking it daily. I'm taking it every 2-3 days, you know, and I might as an experiment try not taking it for a week to see what happens. But again, it's something different, because before I would take the lutein and my vision would improve within a couple of days. Now,
mm-hmm. the opposite of that. That is interesting. But it's good that, of course, you're aware of your body, you're aware of the changes that are taking place, and the reality is, of course, we're getting older. As our organs yeah. are getting older, our cells, we know they renew themselves every certain different periods, depending on what organs we're talking about, because all the cells renew at a different pace, depending on the organs of the body. But something great is happening here, and that's what I'd like to share for a few minutes tonight, if I can.
Sure.
We covered level one, level two. We're in level two now. And I've just discovered some very exciting research by the Life Extension Institute and others on the mitochondrial science. And I know we have discussed this before, but something wonderful is happening, something I really want to share with the audience, and I'm very excited about it. My friend Karen Fitzpatrick is now almost totally blind. She has been losing her sight for some time. She can barely see anything. Not even the insulin she's taking when she needs to. She's an insulin-dependent diabetic, many health challenges. I put her on a regimen that I'm hopeful about, and it's stimulating the mitochondrial response, mitochondrial science. I've come to discover through examining certain studies that, amazingly enough, and it really is quite simple, stimulating the mitochondria, taking supplements that we know can stimulate and create vitality in the mitochondria, can actually assist every organ in the body that is struggling in terms of age-related effects, in terms of disease, in terms of simply malfunctioning through a genetic predisposition. And what are we talking about? What am I saying here? Yes, it is very possible that supplements that enhance the mitochondria can help with kidney failure, can help with vision, can help with diabetes in terms of it enhancing the cells of the pancreas to perform correctly. If we step back and take what I call a broad scope view of this, mitochondrial science should be right at our doorstep in terms of the next step, again, of total healing for us and those we love. So I'd like to share, if I can, some of the concepts. Last week, our last session, we shared about all of the, concerning two mitochondrial energizers, CoQ10 and L-carnitine. So in our last session, we discussed holistic vision and stimulating the mitochondria of the cells so as to create an environment that can slow cellular aging. We've reviewed L-carnitine. We've reviewed CoQ10. There's even more on CoQ10, which is quite exciting, by the way, and the heart. And how they can enhance vitality and performance of the cells throughout the body. At the same time, we discussed the importance of keeping inflammation low on a daily basis by providing our bodies with the nutrients needed to fight free radical activity. So tonight I'd just like to share as quickly as I can some of the concepts. Some of the terminology is very important, and I'd like to share it with you now if I can.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's been termed, this science has been termed bioenergetics, which is the study of the transformation of energy in living organisms. Mitochondrial science has been defined as the mitochondria produces the necessary energy for the cell's survival and functioning. ATP, which is adenosine triphosphate, is the correct pronunciation, if you will, is the principal molecule for storing energy in the cells. That's the key there. When the mitochondria produces enough ATP to really do its the wonderful job that it does. The next term, which I think is extremely important, is quantum healing. Inside and outside the body exists energy. Enhancing energy can produce healing physiologically as well as spiritually, because the right thoughts as well as exercise will produce endorphins. These are neurochemicals which appear to have very positive effects on the brain and the body. What we're talking about here really is it possible that taking the right target nutrients, you're already taking your antioxidants. You're already aware that on a daily basis, I need to keep inflammation low in my body. So what little steps can I take to do that? Now we're talking about a healing modality, if you will, which can have broad effects in everything we do. Most of your physicians won't tell you about it. Most of your physicians aren't even aware. They might be vaguely aware of mitochondrial science, but it's not going to be something they're going to educate you about, no matter how close your relationship. So tonight, I'd like to address the next mitochondrial stimulator, which is alpha-lipoic acid. And it's been known as the universal antioxidant. There's been some new strong research on alpha-lipoic acid. And I'd like to share that with you now. I think it's vitally important.
Sure.
Alpha-lipoic acid is an antioxidant that helps prevent damage to the body cells. Food sources are yeast, organ meats, liver, heart, spinach, broccoli, and potatoes. In Europe, ALA has been used for years to provide relief from the pain, burning, tingling, and numbing caused by diabetic neuropathy. My own reflection on this, if I might, is that I think ALA used on a regular basis, and of course we know we always have to experiment with dosages, along with gamma-linoleic acid, GLA, which I think, if you may recall, we discussed in our last session, may produce some dramatic results for those experiencing painful neuropathy. My personal friend is going through that right now, and I've just put her on that program. ALA appears to provide strong protection against metabolic syndrome, a condition linked to diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. Causes of metabolic syndrome include obesity, insulin resistance, physical inactivity, genetic factors, and increasing age. A recent study of 36 patients with coronary heart disease found that a combination of ALA and L-carnitine reduced blood pressure and improved cellular function of the brachial artery located in the upper arm, and this is the main supplier of blood to the arm and hands. Pharmaceutical companies are focusing massive resources to develop drugs that target mitochondrial decay, which is now recognized as one of the major causes of chronic disease and aging. Well, right now I'm getting chills up my spine because we know that the substances we have been discussing, L-carnitine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, arginine, and there are a couple of others, we don't have to use them all, stimulate the mitochondria to provide energetic vitality to the body. And here now we know that pharmaceutical companies are looking into this possibility. This is whole body rejuvenation. This is whole body vitality. Is it possible that on a targeted supplement program that we know can stimulate cells to behave in a healthy way and produce healthy energy, is it possible that we can do two things? Fight free radical activity, and then which therefore we're now making efforts to prevent disease. That's step one. Step two, which is through our mitochondrial program, we can actually take tiny steps, baby steps, because that's what life is all about. Because occasionally you're going to eat your pretzel. Occasionally you're going to eat that piece of cake. Can we take baby steps to slow aging? Fight disease, step one. and slow aging, level number two. Much of the efforts are aimed at developing a patentable, let me repeat that, a patentable version of alpha lipoic acid. A patentable version. This is their goal. When you can, right now, these supplements are readily available to the general public in any quality health store, on the internet, in many, many supermarkets. These life-enhancing nutrients are right there at our fingertips. But the pharmaceuticals, they want to develop a drug that will they can patent and then market probably to a large section of the population who can't afford it to the general public. Let me say that again because I think it's important. Much of the pharmaceutical efforts are aimed at developing a patentable version of alpha lipoic acid. Studies have shown we do not have to wait for Big Pharma to develop a synthetic in order to combat mitochondrial decay and dysfunction. I feel this is very exciting because if these two or three or four supplements, whichever you choose to add to your program, can enhance cellular vitality and produce the right amounts, the ideal amounts of ATP, what might happen? What are the exciting possibilities for all of this?
Mind-boggling.
It really is. It really is. And it's unfortunate, again, that we're in an environment where, again, the pharmaceuticals dictate so much of what the populace both ingest into their bodies and believe. Now, there's another brand. This is a brand-new study on CoQ10 benefits in terms of heart failure patients. The European Journal of Heart Failure has published data from one of the most robust studies to date on CoQ10. This 10-year study, this is brand new, conclusively showed that CoQ10 supplementation can restore deficient CoQ10 in levels in patients with low levels with moderate to severe heart failure and extend lifespan and improve quality of life. The compelling results from this 10-year-long study found that patients who took 100 milligrams of CoQ10 three times a day were significantly less likely to die of heart failure, less than half as likely to die from heart arrhythmias, half as likely to have a major cardiac event during the study as compared with others in the control studies. After only 3 months of supplementation, the researchers detected a trend toward reduced levels of blood markers of heart failure, heart failure severity, that are released from overworked heart muscle cells. We know that there's chemicals that are released when the heart is in an inflamed environment. At 2 years, significantly more patients treated with CoQ10 had improved heart function than did the placebo recipients. Loss of efficient energy management or bioenergetics is a root cause of heart failure and many other conditions connected with aging. My own personal commentary would be that the future of total body wellness lies with mitochondrial science. This should be part of the education system now in traditional medicine. So we already know that pharmaceuticals are looking into a unique aspect of mitochondrial science. They see the obvious connection between mitochondrial decay and disease, and now we have some major pharmaceuticals looking into it. But this major 10-year study on just CoQ10 alone is very, very exciting.
Yeah, yes, it is. I tried some of those vitamins. Again, I can't notice the results. And I ran out of my carnitine and my alpha lipoic acid, so I need to buy those. And my health food store didn't know what GLA was.
Okay, GLA is also known as one of the forms it comes in is something called black currant oil.
Okay, they have black currant oil.
But GLA is gamma linolenic acid, and I'm surprised they were not familiar with it. You can look it up. I think I sent you something on it, but I will send you some more information. It's gamma linolenic acid. I believe black currant oil contains sufficient amounts of it. I will try to send you more. I've just ordered some for my friend. I'm putting her on that, of course, with a double dose of CoQ10, because there have been some studies that have shown that CoQ10 ingested in the right amounts can improve vision. Now, again, this is tremendous because, again, we're stimulating the mitochondria, right, to produce more ATP, which affects literally every organ and every condition in the body in a positive way. So if kidney performance can be enhanced by the mitochondria, if vision can be improved by the right production of ATP from the mitochondria, if eyesight can be improved, what are the possibilities of this, of mitochondrial science?
Right.
I say they're unlimited. And once we get a grasp on this and understand it and see that some simple over-the-counter supplements are probably all we need, it's going to be pretty exciting.
Yes, I can definitely see that, and I'm excited by all that you're sharing. And like I said, I've tried some of them, and I've researched them on my own. Once I've gotten them and I was trying them, and two of them ran out already, so I just need to replenish them within.
While we're on that topic, another important point, of course, I think, is to keep. It comes in steps, is to keep inflammation low in the body. You'll read, of course, contradictory studies about the acid alkaline environment. There are some in the medical field that feel as though, well, it really doesn't mean anything, but it does. Study after study has shown that an alkaline environment in the body, usually they gauge it at a 7.0, is preferable to an acidic environment. Environment. You'll have to excuse me. I heard just a frightening crash of thunder here. I don't know if it's raining up by you. Indulged right now. So anyway, our concept, personally, here at Bold Spirits, the three basic points that I think are worth holding on to and studying are: the number one, the basic antioxidants we need to combat free radical activity, inflammation, oxidation. Point number two, target nutrients that enhance cellular health by creating mitochondria vitality and energy. And number three, a diet which keeps systemic inflammation to a minimum and contributes to a more alkaline environment. This really is, it may sound complicated to some, this is really simple stuff, simple principles for living, and I think simple principles for simply enhancing a better environment of health. So your basic antioxidants, and I'll be glad to recommend my personal program, and I try to keep it to a minimum. Sometimes, if for those who are not akin to taking tons and tons of pills, which of course I understand, three or four or five antioxidants, important antioxidants, should do the job. Beyond that, then I would take some of the mitochondrial enhancers that we've just discussed. But those three principles, basic antioxidants to combat free radical activity, target nutrients then to enhance cellular activity, and a diet which keeps inflammation and acidity low. Just think, if we can do this on a regular basis, can we fight disease? Yes, I strongly believe that. Can we slow the aging process just a bit, baby steps, a day-to-day basis? Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I think it's important to get these points out.
I believe it's important, too, and that's why I'm glad that we have this conversation at least once a month, because you're very generous in your sharing and you're very thorough in your investigations.
Well, I'm old enough and I've been around enough.
Okay, we seem to have lost Michael. There's a storm brewing in his neck of the woods. Let me play a song and we'll try to get him back. Back with Michael Del Russi. Greetings and welcome, Michael. Wow.
Thank you for having me back. I'm deeply sorry for that interruption, but it was basically beyond my control. I don't think I've ever seen that happen before in my lifetime, to be honest with you, in any place I've lived. I mean, the strike was enormous and all the lights went out. And then went back on, but boy, that was something.
During the worst of Ida, we had that happen too. I was in the time before the show, and I was sending out, you know, reminding people, and I just posted that the show will be on 45 minutes, and then I no sooner finished typing that the electricity went off. So I pulled and let them know that I won't give up until like 10 minutes before, but it doesn't look like anything's going to happen because it's like pitch black and my entire area seemed to have no lights.
Oh, my goodness. I wanted to ask you one question because it's of particular interest to me before we go. Did you lose any of your wonderful collection in terms of your magazines, your books, your collector's items, comics? Did you lose any of those?
Yes, we lost a tremendous amount of those.
I'm so sorry.
we're maybe one-third finished looking through everything because both my wife and I are in our 60s. So, you know, we don't move as quickly as we did once upon a time. But we're looking, we've looked through a third of the stuff, and by the end of September, we should be finished looking through everything. And we have to move as quickly as we can, because otherwise the stuff is going to rot in the water and be breeding grounds for bacteria and stuff like that. So we're working as quickly as we can.
Well, I hope that you you find everything that you're seeking, and I'm so sorry that you've lost your belongings as you did. I mean, it's a terrible thing that's happened, totally unexpected. And we're definitely living in a new age, I think, in terms of the weather and the severity of the weather, at least in our part of the country anyway.
That seems to be the new reality. And I've never heard thunderbolts as loud and the grumbling of thunder as loud as I did while you were talking earlier before we cut out.
Did you hear it?
Yes, I could hear it. It was like it sounded cosmic, biblical, whatever word you want to use to describe it. It's like the end of the world of thunder.
You know, the age we're living in, nothing really surprises us at this point. I mean, we're seeing things that I don't think we've ever seen before in our lifetimes. At least I haven't. You're right. Nothing would surprise us in many ways.
But anyway, we're living through it, and we had a chance to have a wonderful conversation tonight. I learned a lot, and I got a lot to study and to look up and to play with. So I thank you so very much. You repeated your information before. If you send it to me, I'll post it every week at least in the various groups. But repeat before we close. How can people reach you? How can they contact you? How can they learn more about all the wonderful things you're doing?
Well, a free issue of my copy of my Creative Health Manual will be available to all those who write to me. It's Michael DeRussi, Box 129, Caldwell, New Jersey. For the remaining month of September, I'm offering my Creative Health Manual, which I know they will glean much out of in terms of creative health, and they can request a copy, and that copy is absolutely free for the rest of the month. Michael DeRussi, Box 129, Caldwell, New Jersey, 07006. I'll be more than happy to get a free copy out to you.
Now I hear it on my end.
It's a strong one. It's a strong one.
It's right outside the window now. So we have a couple of minutes left. Thank you so much, Michael. Always a pleasure speaking with you. Always a pleasure learning from you. And I look forward to our next conversation.
Thank you, Hercules. It's been exciting, and I do appreciate the opportunity.
Same here with you. You're an awesome friend and an awesome guest. And thanks to everybody who listened tonight, whether you called in on the phone and you're on the board, whether you clicked the link and found yourself here, or whether you'll be joining us later on demand to listen at your leisure. Until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys and amazing adventures. And again, thanks again, Michael.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you, my friend.
And I will close today with the same songs I always close with because I like them. If You Can Dream.
If you can dream, if you can fly, then your heart can touch the sky, but only if you can dream. If love is true and love is real, pain and sorrow soon will heal, but only if you can dream. Dream till you wake, dream till you feel, dream till you know it till it's real. If you can dream, then you can be found by love and yet be free, but only if you can dream. When love and trust are deep and fair, there is nothing your heart won't dare, but only if you can dream. Dream till you wake, dream till you feel, dream till you know it, dream. Till it's real.